Hi, I'm Anna, and today I will tell you about my English journey. I don't know what to say that, but I want to tell you about a little bit of studying English in high school. So I just came to high school 2 weeks ago, so I have just gone to school for 2 weeks, but actually have a lot of things happen today. No, like for almost two weeks. So first of all, I remember the first time I came to classes, I'm a little bit worried because my head teacher are English, like English teacher. So sometimes she just talk in English, and it's quite a little bit weird because we are just Vietnamese, and you know how weird is it by two Vietnamese people talking to each other by English. It's not weird, but actually it's weird, like in front of all Vietnamese people. So it's kind of weird because like there was like Vietnamese conversation, Vietnamese speed talk, and then she just put some English vocabulary basic one onto the sentence, and I quite a little bit uncomfortable with that. And then we start like English. So I remember the first time we studied English, it's that I was raised my voice for only one time. You know, I'm a little bit shocked because all of my students in my class are really pretty good at English, and there was some girls are so good at English. I remember that the girl hang out with me have British accent. So if you don't know, Vietnamese people really think that British accent is one of the most hardest thing ever when people try to learn English, and this is what they want to learn. So yeah, my friends have that, so I'm a little bit shocking. And there was another friends are so good at English too, and she's speaking like half British and half American accent, but she gotta know a lot of like some bad words and some bad phrases. I think she's a little bit quite well known about English, and she kind of hang out with English people. I don't know. By the way, and then I just raised my voice, and then I'm just quite okay. Like maybe my pronunciation, I just recorded, and when I listen back, it's like so weird. But maybe I have accents, or like maybe I fluently a little bit. Oh, I'm not confident, by the way. So yeah, and then my mom called the teacher and asking what happened to me in like the first day, and the teacher was like, this girl have very good voice, it's okay, but a little bit grammar, it's a little bit mistake, it's quite okay. Yeah, she talked it to my mom, and mom was like, okay, fine. And then after that, I have IELTS class. That was so funny because I tried to make him as okay as possible, but he didn't want to. So he was just asking my name, and I was like, oh, hi, my name is Bao Nhi, and I'm my English name is Anna. You can call me Anna, it's an easy way. You know, my Vietnamese name is so hard to pronounce, and it's not common too. So there was not a lot of people can pronounce that. And it's could be okay. It's could be very good if she can call me by my English name. It's gonna be fine, really. So yeah, it does, because when it came to Brockhouse College and when it came to like English class, the English teacher so suck at trying to pronouncing my Vietnamese name, and even my friends do. Right now my friends didn't know my Vietnamese name, they just know me like I'm Anna, and that's all. I just using Anna as my usual name, and yeah, I do. So I just want to make him like be simple as he could, be kind of refuse that pleasure. He just "Oh, can you tell me what is your Vietnamese name?" It was like about me, and he was like, spell it like wrongly, and you know, I don't know, I'm just I don't okay with someone telling my name wrongly. Yeah, I do. And then he just bragging about he was going like 27 countries in the world. She just have traveled to all of these. He just told me about he is one of the top country that he was it's so unique and like so special. And she was bragging of these, and I was like, okay. I actually I'm a little bit admire him, because like there's some country I even didn't know they does exist. So by the way, yeah, and he was like asking us a few questions, like, have you traveled to places, have you traveled to this, and I was like raising my hand two times, because England and Japanese and Japan, and then I was just telling him about my summer camp, and he was like a little bit wow. But you know, when I told him that the school that I came, it's located in Market Harbor, he just being laughing, by the way, like he's Canadian. He even didn't know what is Market Harbor. Even though it's one of the richest town in British, they tried to laugh at me, and I was like, oh my god, fucking idiot, what are you doing? I do sounds like that. I was like, what? He's so rude and so mean. Okay, and then it's gonna be fun. And then back to my head teacher English class. In the second day, she asked about like present continuous, and then I came and I was like talking like present continuous. I was talking like usage, because I know a little bit, because I just do a destination for a few times, so that's why I was a little bit known for that. And yeah, and then my friend was just say very nicely thing to me and say that, oh my god, you have a very good accent. And I was like, so thank you for that. But yeah, I do thank you. And then we just, and then there was four students came and being like the family member and have a chit chat about the idea that should we have homemaker, like should the woman be a homemaker and the dad be a breadwinner, or they should share like the housework and home, the housework. But yeah. Household chores, that's what we learned. Yeah, it's pretty okay for me for that till now. I don't know really, but actually it's kind of okay, because studying in Archimedes school before, so the exercise, the practice is more even harder than those things so much. And today I have IELTS class too, and we need to writing, and I'm a little bit stuck at writing, so it's kind of make me a little bit boring, by the way. But it's fine, it's okay. Like, I'm pretty okay with this. Yeah, that's all till now. Thanks for listening to my English fucking vlog. Maybe I will updating more, but actually it's gonna be smoothly and fluently right now, because everything is quite okay and okay. Yeah, I do. I try to study grammar more, vocabulary more, and writing more. About my speaking skill, I'm a little bit confident, but I actually don't confident at pronouncing stress or something like that. Oh my god, I'm stuck with this. Okay. Thanks for hearing those record. I know that it takes times for hearing that shit that maybe are not interesting, because this is my problem and my story. But by the way, thank you, and see you in the next episode. Should it be like episode? No, it's be like another postcard chit chat and updating. Yeah, it's obviously updating, because it talk mostly about me and my story. Yeah, it's pretty okay. My friends, it's okay. My English teacher, it's okay. My head teacher, it's okay. And I'm okay too. So, thanks till now. Love you. old audience. I don't think that does anyone listen to these things, but I hope that it's worth. Bye.